Hello and welcome back to the For Him podcast. I'm filming today from Washington, which is really wild to say. If you don't know me, I am from Oklahoma, but I'm currently on a little road trip. I say little, a pretty big road trip in a van down the coast with some of my best friends. And it's insane the views that I'm seeing right now. Not to rub it in your guys' face, but all that to say, if you hear the waves in the background, you're welcome. I'm really excited to be doing this and to just have both the opportunity to see his creation in so many different settings, but also pour out his love in doing so and being able to record this while I'm here. So today's episode is all about learning obedience in real life, something that sounds pretty simple, but is much easier said than done. And I am definitely speaking from personal experience in that. It's not just about doing the quote unquote right thing, but choosing to say yes to God over and over and over again, even when it costs you something and even when it doesn't make sense yet. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about one yes at a time. For me, it really helps to view obedience less as a rule book that I have to follow and more of a response that I want to give out of love. I have found that this really just helps me trust God even more, and doing it one step at a time or one yes at a time, and therefore it grows my relationship with Him. So first, let's talk understanding obedience. What does this truly mean and entail? I think that a big chunk of obedience is faith. And when we are obedient, it's an act of our faith. We are acting on our faith, living out our faith that we have in the Lord. When we have true faith in God, it leads to willing obedience, meaning we want to align our desires with His will for us, and because of that, remain in service of Him, regardless of the circumstances or the consequences. So a little equation, for my math, I was going to say math lovers, but who really loves math? The people that it just makes sense to, because I'm definitely one of them. True faith equals seeing beyond the grave, equals acting as such, equals obedience, to simply put it. And so obedience takes trusting that God's way is better than yours, even when the outcome isn't super clear. In John 14:15, it says, "If you love me, keep my commands." And this isn't God demanding obedience as a transaction, but it's more of a relational thing. Like I said earlier, a response to His love. I think that a good analogy for this is like how we obey our parents when we're little. Yes, there sometimes is a reward in that, but also we do it out of love and respect and knowing their authority. And I think that's really similar to our relationship with God and looking to Him as our Father and obeying His commands. We should fear God, which I should make a whole nother episode about fearing God, because I feel like there's such a negative connotation that is tied to that, and it doesn't need to be and isn't that way. But it shouldn't just be us doing His will out of fear of Him, but out of love for Him. And so I have another verse to go along with this, which is Romans 6:16, and says, "You are slaves of the one you obey." I'm going to say it one more time. We are slaves of what we choose to obey. I really do not want anyone to miss this. I feel like it's so powerful, and really just being mindful of the fact that we are always obeying, answering to, and following something, whether that be the desires, the world, or God. Our obedience definitely reveals where our allegiance truly lies. And so it's so, so, so significant to not only remain mindful of that, but be super cautious in what you look towards and what you seek and what you get your validation from and what you find comfort in, because you will begin to look like what you look towards. That was kind of a bar. All that to say, who we obey shapes who we become. And something that really centers me is being mindful that we can better move on God's command when we are unattached to the desires and standards and possessions of this world, which is why it's so important to keep our eyes fixed on the true foundation, or God, and remaining obedient to Him. Our obedience is a reflection of which life truly matters more to us, whether that be the life on earth, the temporary life that we have now, or our eternal life in heaven. And so the why of obedience, I'm going to kind of give a few different things as to why it's important to remain obedient and why we should obey God. Number one is that it shapes our faith. Obedience isn't just a result of strong faith. It also builds even stronger faith. Each yes trains our heart to trust Him more. It's kind of like a positive growth cycle of obedience and faith, and how they kind of build off of one another and help strengthen each other, which I think is super, super cool. And then another reason of the why to be obedient is that it positions us for our purpose. God often reveals the next step after the first one is already taken. And Hebrews 11 is a great read on this. In 11:6, it assures us that all who earnestly seek Him, or those who act in faith on the knowledge of God that they possess, aka obedience, will be rewarded. And He definitely keeps His promises. I can tell you that much. Another reason is that it brings spiritual freedom. Culture might convince us that freedom is doing whatever we want, but God proves to us that real freedom is found in surrender to Him, as when we are obedient to God, we are no longer slaves to our sin or the opinions of others or even our own impulses. And so next, I want to talk a little bit about what obedience to God, or obeying God, really means, or what that looks like in real life, and how we remain in it. I feel like this is something that sounds kind of weird when you don't have a complete grasp on what it is. And maybe it's just the context or the words that are used, because I know that for me, before I built a relationship with God and really tried to follow God my best and went to church and learned about all of these things, read my word, whatever it might have been, when I heard following God or obeying God, I was like, what do y'all mean? So let's talk about it. What do we mean? So a good little definition that I came up with for this is that obeying the Lord means trusting His authority and, underline on the and, following His word or scripture, even when this might be hard or inconvenient or even countercultural. This looks so different in so many different people's lives, and there are so many different ways that you can obey God or be obedient to God. And so I'm going to list out a few of those, of what those might look like in real life. And it could be surrendering control. It could be walking away from a relationship or a habit that doesn't lead you closer to God, that doesn't glorify Him. It could be tithing or giving generously to others. It could be spending quiet time with Him daily. Because we all make time for what matters, and we all are aware of this. And so the excuse of time is just, it's just never a good one. I think that if you truly are seeking the Lord, you will set aside time to be able to seek Him, whether that be through prayer or scripture or worship. Another one is speaking kindly, just being super mindful and cautious about the words that we use, whether that be to ourselves or to others. There's so much power in our tongue and the way that we speak. And I think that's one that definitely kind of goes under the radar. And then another big one is forgiving others, even when this might be difficult or almost feel undeserving. But a good thing that kind of, not a good thing, but I mean, I guess it is a good thing, but something that helps me when I kind of struggle with forgiveness of others and feeling like they might not be deserving of my forgiveness. One, nobody has to know whether you forgive someone or not. Just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that you need to tell them that you forgive them. It's more so something that makes peace in your heart and the way that you treat them. But another thing is, do we think that we are worthy of God forgiving us day after day after day, sin after sin after sin? Absolutely not. And so if God can look at us and choose to have grace and mercy for us when we are so separated from Him and so unholy, then we can look at others who are also sinners like ourselves and give them grace and mercy as well. And then The last one I have written down is staying faithful in the dry seasons or in the waiting season, just kind of leaning on God and not in that and not letting it distance us from him, and just doing things that strengthen our faith when it might be hard. All of this ultimately in terms of what obedience is or what it looks like or what that means for us in real life, it is living differently and separated. Because if nothing in your life has changed in giving your life to God, then you have not truly been changed. Things will change when you change. And so if things have not changed, you have not changed. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but change creates change. And that might sound so like, well, duh, or so simple. I think there's a lot of things like that, that when you hear someone speak about these things or you read these things, you're like, oh yeah, you know, like a little light bulb goes off in your head. But actually having that come to fruition in your life is a very different thing. And so, yeah, I think that's why I just try to place so much emphasis on these things, because they might be things that we already know or kind of seem repetitive, but obviously there's a reason that it's still being spoke on, because everyone still has so much work to be done and so much closer to God to get, and so many more ways that we could obey him. And so speaking of that, to transition into kind of my next topic, I want to talk about a few practical things to be able to remain obedient. Oh my gosh, I'm struggling with my speech today. Remain obedient. And I need to slow down a little. First is to stay in the Word, because we can't obey what we don't know. And so spending time in Scripture to grow that discernment and be able to recognize his voice or know his will is super important in helping us remain obedient. Like it said in Psalm 119:105, we are to let his word be a lamp to our feet and a light on our path. And then another thing that we can do to remain obedient is to listen and to act, and act quickly as well, to operate in God's timing rather than in our own. A hard truth, and when I thought about this, when I was writing out this episode, I was like, ooh, that's convicting. But a hard truth is that delayed obedience is still disobedience. So when we sense God prompting us to do something or say something, we should move, even when it might feel uncomfortable in that instance or in that scenario. And that's why obedience requires so much faith. We just have to surrender that control and that discomfort to the one who is all-knowing. Surrender the unknown to the all-knowing, which, I mean, it makes sense. And then James 1:22 says it best. It says, do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. We are to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. And then I think another practical thing is to start small, because obedience isn't always this giant leap. It's sometimes a quiet yes. And saying yes to God might mean also saying no to gossip or choosing honesty or forgiving others when it hurts. These small steps of obedience definitely prepare us for the leaps of obedience when they come. Like I said earlier, it is kind of this positive growth cycle, and it shows us whenever we do remain obedient, we grow in our obedience. So steps of obedience lead to more and greater obedience. I need an obedience count. It's actually kind of crazy. I think that's why I'm struggling with my words, is because I'm repeating the same thing so many times. Anyways, another thing is to remember who we are obeying. Our God is a loving God, a God who wants to lead us to life. And so obedience isn't about him controlling us. It's about him forming us. He wants our desires to align with his will for us. And also remember that if God wants something for you, he will give you the strength and the resources to make that possible. And so really just trust in and rely on his promises. Deuteronomy chapter 10 is a really good read on this. It reminds us that our obedience to God is for our own good. And so lastly, last practical step that I have in remaining obedient is to make the hard choice if it's holy. Whether that is walking away from that relationship that dishonors God, or giving up control in complicated circumstances, or even speaking up about your faith when it might be easier to stay quiet. And so I just encourage you guys to join me, because I will be doing this as well, and just reflect on what it is that God is asking you to say yes to today or in this season of your life. And just start there. Take that one step, that one act of trust, and that one yes to show up for Him. And so if you take nothing else from all of this, I hope that you take that obedience is how love for God shows up in real life. And so choosing to obey God and remain obedient to God is taking step after step after step towards and for Him.